I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon has a new government in place. The new prime minister is a previous unknown. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says Hassan Diab is a former education minister and university professor. What comes next is the approval from parliament. And then comes his first task, and it's a doozy.
His first big issue is to solve the economic crisis. And that is huge. And one of the great ways he could solve that is if he appeals to the Arab countries around Lebanon, and they all say, yes, we like what your plans, we like what you're doing.
Because of the economic crisis, the ministry teams adjusted some of their goals and schedules.
We pray for wisdom, we pray for unity, so we can reach many. And I'm talking about unity within our staff and within the faith-based community in Lebanon.
And you may remember us telling you about Deaf Bible Society's new online tool, Deaf Church Where. It maps where people can find deaf-accessible churches. Speaking through an interpreter, Ryan Sims with Deaf Bible Society says Deaf Church Where is also an invaluable connection resource for pastors of deaf churches.
You have to understand, in the deaf community, it's very spread out. And so finding pastors can be very scarce. I, being a pastor myself, can reach out to another church, and I can talk about the frustrations that I have and some of the stress that I have, and to see if that person has any wisdom and advice that they can give me, and we can come together and pray.
If your church is deaf accessible, have your church register on Deaf Church Where and connect with other deaf believers. We'll link you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream a podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.